Welcome into this week's edition of the Driver Interview, the Wednesday episode of Bullring Breakdown. Once I'd like to remind everybody to please like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, YouTube. Please like and subscribe on there as well, and Woodhull Raceway on Facebook, Woodhull Raceway 64 on TikTok. And this week I am joined by Tim Gill. Tim, how you doing?
Doing great,
Good.
except for the weather.
Yeah, I hear you there.
Yeah, it
I heard you just got done with dinner. How was your dinner? Was it good?
was really good. We ate dinner at the feed mill.
I've never made it down there, but I heard it's excellent.
Oh, yeah.
So Tim, I guess Kyle Leach, he's the one that told me that I had to have you on because you were going to be full of stories. So I got to ask you. I want to start this off by asking, where'd you even get your start in racing, and how long have you been doing it?
So I got my start. I basically grew up as a kid at Woodhull on Saturday nights. My dad raced and was in our family. My uncle Steve, Stacy and Mike. So we grew up there on Saturday nights watching everybody. All the Wesley Rogers was one of my favorite drivers. Bill, and then I joined the Army and went off and spent 22 years traveling around. But every time we were home, we made it a point to make it back to the racetrack, and see as much racing. And something I always wanted to do as a kid. And then while I was in the Army in Fort Drum, I actually had a street stock and raced there on the weekends for a few years while I was there. Had a blast, and was something I wanted to do when I retired out of the Army. And so when I got back here, my dad had moved back from Florida. And he had bought a modified, so I jumped in, and that was back in 2006 was my first year, and been racing every year since then.
So you went from a street stock to a modified.
Yeah, with about 10, well, about 13 years in between.
So what was it? So what was it like the first time, when you came back and you hopped in the modified for the first time? How was it? Do you remember how that felt?
A little I don't think I was ever scared of it, but there was definitely a lot to learn. I had a whole lot of learning to do, and but always I've enjoyed it. I just love the competitiveness and the challenge and everything that goes into racing. It's just I don't know, it's addictive,
Yeah, that's for sure. I think every driver I've had on here said that once they started, they caught the bug and they were never able to get rid of it.
yeah.
So I actually saw a picture. I think it was Brian Doolittle who shared it, and I never even knew you drove a modified. That must have been before my well, before I remember.
Yeah.
So
Yep.
how many years did you do
I
that before you
started.
hopped in the Sportsman?
Well, I raced the modified right up until they changed the from we went from 358 to the 370 rule book, and I couldn't really afford to modify it after that, so I was like, well, the Sportsman's, I got the car, I went and bought a used motor, and been at it ever since then. And it's probably not quite as much fun as a modified was, but
Well,
it's,
it's a, for the price,
yeah.
So I think you're one of the rare guys that does Fridays and Saturdays. I think you do it weekly. Fridays you're at Outlaw and Saturdays you're at Woodhull. So how exactly do you find the time to work on that? Do you just chalk that up to being retired or?
I have a full-time job too. I
Oh,
work for
you do?
Corning.
Okay.
Yeah, I work for Corning, and so it's tough. I mean, I can do it because my wife is so understanding. It's a lot of most people don't understand, except for the racers, understand how just how hard it is and how much time we put into them, and it's just dedication and hard work, and also, I don't do anything halfway. I'm not going if I don't think I can win. So, it just takes a lot of work. And I put it in.
Right. So what's a typical week look like for you? So I take it you go to work Monday through Friday, and then
Yep.
is kind of Monday, Tuesday the outlaw car, and then Wednesday, Thursday the Woodhull car, or how do you kind of go about that?
Well, on Saturdays, I got the two cars so I could, if things are bad Friday night, I don't have to worry about it. But usually, Saturday I'll get the Outlaw car all cleaned up. The Woodhull car is all ready to go. I'll wash and do some little stuff on that, and then try to get some stuff around the house done, yard work, whatever. And then Sunday is clean day, and as much as I can possibly get done on them by Sunday night. Monday night I work on them. Tuesday I no shop. It's me and my wife. It's date night. No racing. Unless I have a really bad weekend. And then I might get a couple hours out there, but then Wednesday, Thursday, finishing stuff up, going through everything, tire scaling and all that stuff, and then go again for the next weekend. And a rain out every once in a while is probably a good thing for me.
Yeah, well, maybe not as many as we've had this year, though.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, I think, well, what was yesterday was sunshine, and then the rest of the week, I think it's rain. So
Yeah,
we're right back to it.
it doesn't look good. It's not even
No.
that. It's just co it's cold. It's
Yeah, I
been
woke
really
up this
cold.
morning. I couldn't believe it was 50 out.
Yeah.
45 is it? Why?
Yeah.
So I guess your dad got you started with the modified, and then after that, did you just take it over after that, and then you
Yeah.
kind of bought your own stuff from then on, or did you drive
Yeah.
in for
Yeah.
a little while?
He backed out of it. He got sick, had issues with his heart and had a heart transplant, and so he was, not able to do as much. So then, and then moved the operations up here to where I live now. He just kind of did what he could do, and then had a lot of health issues and stuff. So now he's just a spectator, but he's there every Saturday night, sitting at the top of the bleachers,
Yeah,
cheering me on.
I always make it a point if I don't see him when I walk by, because he always sits right there where I walk up and down. I always make a point if I don't see him to ask you if he's okay.
Yeah.
Because
Yep.
I figured if
Yeah, it's
he's
not
not
very
there.
often he don't make it.
No, I think once he had a little health scare last year and he wasn't there, if I remember correctly. But
Yeah.
so how is he doing now?
Pretty good.
Good.
He's still hanging in there and getting to the races and not doing as much as we'd like him to, but
Yeah.
he's still hanging.
Yeah. Well,
Still
praying.
enjoys going to the races. That's
Yeah.
his what he looks forward to the most each week.
Yeah, I'm sure. Does he go over to Outlaw every week too?
No,
No.
we he makes it there. I think last year he might have made it twice.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get him into the bleachers over there and get him a place to watch and stuff. But he made it two or three times last year, so.
Yeah, I remember seeing him once, but I think I was just watching. But he sat farther down when I was working there. I never would have saw him down there. I think I just saw him
Yeah.
1 week when I was watching as a fan.
Yeah.
Well, that's good though. I guess he still loves it too.
Oh yeah.
And then you said your wife, does she help you in the shop at all, or does she let you handle all that?
I handle all that. She handles a lot, most of the house stuff from yard work and all that stuff.
Right, so
So
you get to go out and play.
yeah.
Is it now? Do you think that's the key to a successful marriage? Would be the one day a week you got to make time.
I definitely think it's helped a lot.
Right. I take it she's there.
Yep.
Well, good. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the sportsman division. Now, is kind of one thing that I always like to ask the sportsman guy that here, guys, the travel. Now, is that something that kind of, even if you say the modified ride came along, is that something that kind of makes you could, it's the same motor anywhere you go. I think for the most part, I know some places do what is it, the killer crate stuff, so maybe that's a little
Yeah.
different, but just is that something that kind of draws you to it?
Yeah, I think definitely. It's just it was a class that everybody's more on an even playing field. So, and then a lot of these traveling series have changed the rules on us a little bit, so it's made it a little tougher, like short track, super series, and dirt. But for the most part, you're competitive.
Right.
And that's all any race car driver's looking for, is to be, is have a fair chance and be competitive.
Right. Now,
So that's definitely a plus.
have you looked much into the Killer Crate stuff? The what are they? The valve springs? Is that what they?
Yeah, the big things the valve springs. And I'm torn. I mean, everybody says you gotta, with the valve springs we run, you gotta change them every three, four races. I don't. And I bet you that, and Kenny, I don't think either. I don't think he does either. I think a
No,
lot of them overkill it.
he told me that he doesn't either, so.
Yeah, I'll do it like mid-season, or maybe a little more often if I'm racing a lot. Like lately, we haven't raced enough, but I put more on them. I put 10 to 12 races before I'll change them. Where the killer crate, you get half a year to three quarters of a year out of them. You don't have to change them as often. But the crate motor's not made to put that kind of wear and tear on them. So I don't see a big deal with it.
Right. Now,
I've never even priced them, so I don't even know what they cost for the
yeah,
for
I
those.
wouldn't know any of that either.
Um,
I just
I,
talk
I
about the
just,
races.
yeah.
I had Kyle Leach showing me 1 week over at Woodhall. He was showing me how what radius rods and all that stuff, and how if you break something in the front end, that's usually what it, and I said, and that's how little I know about the thing,
Yeah.
so so I had him kind of helping me. So
Yeah.
I guess one thing is that I did want to touch on is you've had kind of a long career, or you kind of started early, and I know that probably a lot of the people that listen to the show are a little bit younger. So who did you kind of taught you the way that right now you're teaching Kyle Leach, because he did give you a lot of credit when I talked to him. And so who's kind of somebody that helped you along the way to get started and,
So when I first got out of the Army and came back, Skip Starkey helped me quite a bit. And Dave DuBois drove for him. Dave is one of my sponsors now. Stacy, my cousin, he started when he was like 15 or 16 years old. So by the time I got out of the Army, he had been racing for, almost 20, well, 20 years, 22 years. So he's helped a lot. Just a lot of different people. And that's one thing I like that I like about racing, is most of us will do anything for anybody, right? So somebody needs something, they come to my trailer. If I got it, they're going to get it for the night, whatever, to get them on the racetrack.
Right.
And most guys, if you talk, I don't even usually try to talk to guys in that I'm racing against, because they're not going to tell, I mean, for the most part, not. But like Kyle, I love helping out the guys that are just getting started, right? Because it helps them, and it helps me with the racing, because we all want to race hard, and you got something in. The more control people have on over their car, the better the racing overall.
Right.
You
Yeah,
know,
and you want to
so
race clean.
oh, but with anything, there's a point where you're gonna stop giving. It's like, okay, now you gotta learn on your own.
Right. Well,
You know,
this is
you
what I
but you
told
gotta get a start.
right. This is what I told Austin Allen. I said you kind of point the young guys in the right direction. You steer them, you don't give
Yeah.
them all the knowledge, but you give them, just enough to
Yeah.
not quite be as good as you, but they're going the right way.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I've learned over the years too, everybody's different, right? So what I have in my car is not going to be what Kenny or somebody else has in their car, because we don't drive the same. We don't have the same, we don't enter the corner, exit the corner, whatever, diff the same, right? So we different feels. It's just you got to get to a point and then you got to find what works for you.
Right. Yeah, I could, because you can definitely tell that, especially when I watch like you and Kenny, that Kenny usually, you try to, it seems like anyway, from my point of view, you seem to have your car more set up for the middle and the bottom, and he's trying to run the high side. It seems that way a lot. And I know I.
Yeah, you run what you can take, what you get. I like running the outside too. It's just whatever, kind of wherever you need to run. So.
Right. Well, I was talking to Kyle, and he said sometimes it's hard at Woodhull to keep the momentum up on the high side there in a sportsman. At least that's what he told me anyway. That the modifieds, they can get a little bit better drive off because of the horsepower, but then a sportsman, you guys are so even that it's tough to get that drive off of the top. So is it, so you said that is something that you like helping out the younger guys that are trying to just up and coming. Yeah, because I know Kyle did, he and he spoke very highly of you because he gave you a lot of credit for what he's doing, and he actually said that you have one of the most, that you wouldn't believe your race shop because it is pristine.
I try to keep it pretty clean. There's times though it looks pretty thrashed. I've got two cars and a lot of pieces, but it's
Right.
a lot of work.
Right. Well, and so I don't know if you listen to this podcast, Tim, but I did want to tell you, and now that you're on and you're a sportsman driver, that 2 weeks ago that me and Terry Pierce, we did the race recap, and I said that you guys had maybe the worst race I'd ever seen with the week with all the cautions. And then this week I got on there and I said that, you know what? If I'm gonna run you guys down when you do it, when you wreck all the time, I better congratulate or give you praise when you don't. And you guys ran a very, very good race this weekend.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Yeah, it was the one of the longest green flag runs I can remember in a while. So yeah, definitely a good turnaround. I mean, and part of last week was my fault. I got in hot on one and two and got sideways, and a lot of people paid the price, and I felt horrible. But it is what it is. If we were all professionals, we would be running NASCAR. So people
Right.
are going to make mistakes, and it's part of the racing. Nobody's doing no, nobody does it intentional. And it's just one of those deals. And then beginning of the year, there's a lot of rust to knock off for all of us.
Sure.
And I spent probably 10 hours on the scales with getting ready for, the car was great. I just overdrove that corner, trying to get the lead back, on that restart. So, the one before that, I got the lead, just
Well, that's a you. I
people
think you
see.
guys have one of the most competitive divisions, in I would say at Woodhull, but not just at Woodhull, kind of anywhere you go, because the sportsmen they're all very tight. And I don't, maybe it's the motor, maybe it's just the fact all the cars are so even. But I mean, you don't see very many people really dominating. I mean, I know people say that Kenny Peoples won what, nine races last year, but there's a lot of weeks where they don't see that you or Isabel or somebody else, was right on them, and it was a dogfight for the win.
Oh yeah, that's the class is definitely a lot harder. Because everybody's on the same motor pretty much. I mean, some are newer, some are older or whatever, but the one thing about the crate, they hold up pretty good over time. You can get 4, 5, 6 years out of them, and they still run strong, still run good. It's about setup and getting the car hooked up and handling than it is motor. And you can make one, even if you make that little mistake, it's not like somebody can just stand on the gas and fly by you like in a modified. So it's a lot more on the driver and the setup.
Right. Do you think that could be the reason why sometimes at Woodhull you see a very yellow filled race, just because the cars are so even in the tight confines of the racetrack, and nobody's really got the room to, kind of once you bobble, somebody's right there.
Well, no doubt that definitely contributes. Like I said, there's the playing field's just a lot more even. Obviously all the sportsman drivers, most of the sportsman drivers are not as seasoned as the modified drivers, right? So they don't have, 6, 7 years of racing. Some of the modified drivers got, 30, so big difference. And most of the sportsman guys, other than myself and Kenny and, and a few and a couple others, only have a couple years at most
Well, that might
racing.
be about it at Woodhull. I mean, you and Kenny probably. Just trying to think off the top of my head of guys that have raced in the Sportsman for a long time at Woodhull.
Quentin's been at it a little while. He's been at it for a few years. But yeah, it's,
Right.
I mean, that's the, I think that's the biggest part of it, is just experience.
Right. So is that a big switch though from the modified to a Sportsman when you go to set them up, or is it kind of the same idea just with more
Same
horsepower?
ideal. Same ideal. You're just tweaking a little bit. There's some things you can get do in a modified, obviously, with the power that you can't do in a sportsman. Sportsman's all about momentum and keeping your speed up. Modified, you can, there's, you can overcome more just
Right.
with the power.
Now you said you started off in a street stock. Have you ever thought about getting back into the full fenders, or are you just open wheel now?
Nah, I'm just open wheel now. They've the To me, that's the frustrating part about racing, is I think the street, there are sometimes we're our worst enemies. The street stocks have gotten so expensive. There, I can buy a sportsman cheaper than I can buy a street stock, and I'm racing for more money. And if I'm a sportsman, it's just like they, because they every year they keep opening the rules up, and it's you might as well buy a modified now. For some of what they got into the street stocks.
Well, that's what Kyle
So
Leach was saying too.
yeah, it's just to me, it's like, but I mean, some of the guys are diehard street stock guys. It don't matter how much it costs, they're gonna run street stock. And I'm just I got like I said, I just got into the modifieds, and then the sportsman's the natural way to go when the motors rule changed. And I've had quite a bit of success with running the sportsman class. So.
Well, I think really your whole family's always ran modifieds, right? I know Mike Jackson, he played around in a sprint car for a little while, but I think for the most part they've always been modified or sportsmen, at least to my knowledge, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Mike was the only one he that got into the sprint cars. Stacy was always, modified and sportsman, and my dad ran the six cylinder modified back in the day.
Do you
But
know
yeah,
like the years that would have been?
that would have been like, it was the early 70s, early to mid 70s.
So right about when Woodhull started.
Yeah, it was, yeah, he was there right after it started, and ran up until probably late 70s. Then he got out of it. We did our thing,
Right. Now, would you ever, so, because I always ask the street stock guys this, but do you like the longer distance races? Do you run a lot of them yourself? Because I don't know if there's really a ton of them for sportsmen, really. I mean, I know you got 40, but I think that, I mean.
I do. I like them. Yeah, so unfortunately, we don't get a lot of them. We get, Outlaw puts on a few. 30, 40. I think the most, 1 year over there we ran in the fall. I think it was when Mike was promoting the track, actually. We ran like a, I think it was a 75 lapper. And I can remember I thought my arms were gonna fall off by the time I got done. But yeah, no, I like the longer races. We just don't get a chance to do it very often.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of different too. You would think that the sportsmen, especially as big as they are around here, that you would get some extra distance. I really don't even know of even past Woodhull and Outlaw. I think Port Royal might run a 50, maybe for the short track super series,
Yeah, I
but
think last, well, I think it was a four. We ran, it was a 40 earlier. I don't know at the end of the year what that was going to be. One year, Thunder Mountain had a 100 lapper, but that was 3 or 4 years ago.
right. And then there's that
The
one of
problem with these with the bigger races, though, is by the time it's either at the very beginning of the season or at the end of the season when the weather is so up and down, some a lot of times they get canceled.
Right. Yeah, I was gonna say, I think Vermont has that. What is it, 200? Is that what, have you ever thought about going to that one?
I would like to go to that. I would like to go to Florida 1 year before I hang it up. So trying to swing that at some point within the next couple of years, because not quite sure how much longer I know it's not going to be much longer. I'll be doing 2 nights a week, but
Is it getting a little tough on Sunday mornings to get out of bed?
well, yeah, especially when you have a rough Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm sure. yeah, there's not a lot of room on that track once you get sideways and you're kind of, got usually where you are, you get everybody bearing down on you too. So odds are somebody's gonna get into the side of you. And I was thinking about what you said about that when Mike Jackson was promoting. I wonder if, because I know that when he was promoting it, I don't think they ran modifieds. So I wonder, I bet that would be when it would line up. I wonder if he had that big sportsman race because they weren't running modifieds, would be just kind of something
That
that I
could
was
have
thinking about. I don't know how the
been.
timeline and all that went, but I remember when I was a kid, he promoted it, but that was a little before my time. So have you always ran both tracks? Or is that something?
Yeah, when I first got out of the army and came back and started racing, we were running Red Line in PA, which is now closed on Friday nights, and Woodhull on Saturday. And we did travel. We did we They had this T3 All-Star Series race modifieds that we traveled, went to like Thunder Mountain, Penn Can, 5 Mile, went out to Mercer, did a lot of traveling. It was a cool series. And I like traveling with the sportsmen.
Do you have a track that sticks out that's just that you really liked, that's just kind of unique and that you went to and you said, you know what, I wouldn't mind going back there?
One of them was Bridgeport. We went to
Bridgeport?
Bridgeport a couple of years ago. Yeah, that's wild track. It's fast, wide open, huge, banked. We're super fast.
Yeah, that's one of
Um,
the.
that was fun.
It's one of the few ones that I never made it down there. I know, I think there was one summer me and my dad went to just about every short track super series race there was, or dirt car, and we never made it down that far. But that's kind of a hike for us.
Oh yeah, that's a good hike. Yeah, we went to and we've been to Delaware. We went to Delaware a couple times. Big track, Canada. I like Canada. I mean, Canandaigua was fun. It was a finally 2 years ago, I finally had a decent run there. Getting the car, it's so much different, the bigger tracks. We
Right.
got to go to Weed Sport. Ran there a couple times. But yeah, I mean, I like Woodhull and I like Outlaw.
Well, and they're not too far of a travel for you. You live in Addison, right? Yeah, so especially Woodhull is definitely not too far of a road for you. So I take it you just take the hill right over to Bath to go to Outlaw. Is that what you do?
I usually go down to Addison, down on the free, go around the highway way, cut out all the big hills and stuff.
Yeah, a little easier with a trailer. So what do you have a moment that kind of sticks out for your career? I know you've kind of had and done a lot of stuff, but is there one thing that that really sticks out is, wow, that was a heck of a night. Maybe a favorite memory
I
sort
had
of
a
deal, or
really a lot of good nights at Woodhall, but probably win wise was Five Mile Point. I won the la next to the last sport race they ever raced there, and had a last it was the last lap pass for the win, and against the their track champion. So that was pretty neat.
do you remember who it was that year?
Was the 7-Up. Dang, I can't think of his name now.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, I can't think of his name now. I got a standing ovation from the whole track because I beat him. He was
Well,
kind of like, yeah,
isn't
he's
that
like,
usually how it goes?
he won so much that, he's like the Jeff Gordon or whatever, right? So you win too much and everybody wants you to lose.
Right. Well, I was gonna say that's usually how it goes, right? Either you win all the time and everybody hates you, or you don't win enough and so is there a race that you haven't won that you really want to win? Like one that's kind of, I mean, I know probably going to Florida or Dirt Week or something like that, but
Well, I mean, obviously the Mike Jackson Memorial at Outlaw.
that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, that's pretty high on the list. I unfortunately, last year I had a chance and I blew it with, got into Carter Crooker and took, ruined both of our nights the, by having, one bad corner. So yeah, I haven't had a lot of luck with it, but I'm gonna keep after it. But that's definitely would be a big bit a big night to win one.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the
But
night that you win the Sportsman and Stacy wins the Modifieds at on the Mike Jackson Memorial.
yeah, that'd be nice.
There'd be a party in Addison that night.
Yeah,
Nobody would show up
definitely.
to Woodhall. The whole town of Addison would still be drinking. So I guess, Tim, now that we're kind of winding down here, I did want to touch on a little bit maybe before racing when you were in the Army. What branch were you in?
Army. I was in the Army.
Oh.
Maintenance.
Maintenance. Well, I do want to tell you it's Memorial Day, well, week, I guess I'll say.
Yeah.
So I do want to say thank you. And if everybody that listens, thank a veteran this weekend. And I know that you guys will all probably say that you're the lucky ones, but we can still thank
Right.
you all.
Yep, well, I appreciate that.
And so, Tim, as we start to wind down here, why don't you do you have anybody that you want to thank? I know it takes a lot of people to run a race team.
Well, definitely my sponsors, Ohio Logistics. They've been with me now for at least 10 years or more. Dave's Colonial Motors, I mentioned Dave earlier. Wicked Tees, Chris, they always do awesome job on the wrap on the car. Speed Connection, Eldon Payne, and does a lot for me every year. Gene and Zach Beebe. Zach's in the pits every week helping me with tires and pressures and getting the car ready, and throughout sometimes during the week. A couple guys that have come on and helped this year, TR. He's a little under the weather right now, but hopefully he'll be back with us in a couple weeks. And then some other guys have stepped up, and Cody Owens, and yeah, there's a lot of us. We have a good time. Rainouts, we usually will get together, play cornhole or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we get open the shop up and get some beers and pizza and have a good time.
Well, at least then, so if at least if the races get rained out, Tim Gild's still having fun.
Yep.
As
That's the
opposed
main thing.
As opposed to the rest of us, we just all sit out the window and watch it rain.
Yeah. I'll have to post it on Facebook and do an open invitation to cornhole.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you want that. You might get too many people showing up.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what? You could do another tournament. I know that I think Hannah does one, right? Hannah does a cornhole tournament. You could get her in
Yep.
there. She could set it all up. It'd be a rain out cornhole tournament.
Yep.
And then we can figure out somewhere to put the money.
Right.
Put it on a race somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Tim, I guess is there anything else that you want people to know about you before we hop off here?
No, I think we've covered a lot. I sure appreciate you having me on, and hopefully everybody enjoys it.
Well, I hope to have you on again at some point.
Yep.
Because
Hopefully talking about.
right now my plan's kind of to talk more about the careers, and then maybe later on have people on again to talk about how their season's been going, and kind of
Yeah.
touch on that aspect. I mean, there's only been what, 3 weeks, and at least because I don't go to Outlaw every week, so I don't really know. I guess
Yeah.
I could look up the results, but that wouldn't really tell me too much, but
Yeah.
and I it's only been 3 weeks, and you've had one really good week and or 2 really good weeks and 1 miserable week. So,
Yeah. Yep. And that's how racing is.
yeah. So how long do you does it take you a long time to bang out all the sheet metal after a week like that?
It didn't. Actually, the body wasn't too bad. The worst thing on it was the front axle, which I couldn't believe I finished the race when I got on the pits and looked at it. I was like, wow. But it was a handful, that's for sure.
Yeah. I take it that makes it a lot harder to drive too with a bent up front axle.
Yeah. Yeah, I
Well,
didn't even want to go straight. I'm like, okay.
so what do you do in that scenario? Do you just kind of go a little bit slower and try to keep it together?
Yeah, I was just trying to, keep it straight. I mean, if I tried to actually race at all, it would just want to spin out. So it was kind of just trying to hold my own, finish the race, get the best finish I could out of the circumstances.
Right,
It was frustrating.
find as many points in the night as you can.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Tim. Well, hey, I appreciate you for hopping on with me. I really do. You were the first one that I gave a day's notice to.
No problem. I like it.
So once again, I do want to remind everybody to please like and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcast, YouTube, and then at Woodhull Raceway on Facebook and Woodhull Raceway 64 on TikTok. Tim, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.